Hi, everyone, and thank you for tuning into the Noir and Note podcast. Disclaimer, none of the comments or opinions expressed in this podcast are meant to trigger, offend, or discredit anyone from any race, gender, creed, or sexual orientation. This podcast is primarily focused on sharing my personal thoughts and experiences with a few dashes of comic relief. Thank you. Good morning, afternoon, or evening, my dudes, does, ghouls, gals, non-binaries, and everything in between. This is Janine, and you're listening to Noir and Nope. Today is Monday, but some of these segments have been pre-recorded, as I sometimes do. When something pops into my head, I just need to actually record it, because I will forget. Turning an age... Well, actually, let's put it this way. Your late 30s, you just start forgetting shit. This is the beginning of the end. The end. But anyways, yeah, so I do it that way for the most part. But sometimes I just do it off the top of my dome. It is what it is. It's all random. Anyway, I hope you all had an excellent and wonderful weekend. Hope the beginning of your work week or lack of work week has gone well. And you're just enjoying life. Not much has been happening in terms of, you know, news, gossip, etc. Most of the girlies who are usually on the blogs, they're settling down. I think they're just, you know, chilling for the most part. They don't have a lot of things to say. I mean, you have your usuals, your Blueface and Krishan, Rock. You have, you know, these little teeny boppers who I don't know them. I'm on my Mariah Carey. I don't know them. You know, teenager, like, Instagram influencers that gain popularity that I don't know because A, I haven't been on Instagram for a minute, and B, I'm not in a demographic in which they would reach out to. So, there's that. So, I don't know much about them. If you watch, I think his name is Goddamzo or Iamzo, depending on what platform, Instagram or YouTube. He does a lot of commentary on, you know, the teeny bopper Instagram stars or influencers. And that's the only way I know that these people exist. And it's no shade to anybody. But it's just, again, I'm not a part of the demographic they're reaching out to. So a couple of videos have popped up on my recommended feed. I've been on YouTube heavy this past month, just watching videos, and a lot of people that I follow on, or subscribe, I should say, to on YouTube are basically saying that YouTube, or I should say influencers, they're going down. They had a large following and a large influence. That's the reason why they're called influencers for a while, and I think people are just sick of it. They don't care. They don't want to know anything about these people anymore, and they just don't give a shit. Influencers, I took it with a grain of salt, their opinions and stuff like that. I mean, if they recommended something and it seemed like it was working for them, I would buy it and then test it out. If it didn't work for me, sell it. Gently used, quote unquote, and, you know, go on my merry way. It's, to me, and I'm actually going to get into that in a few minutes, because it kind of spills into a story that has been rapturing the YouTube community, or I should say TikTok, because I believe that's the platform she's most popular on. It's been ravaging the YouTube and TikTok and Instagram community. So I don't know if you're familiar with this young lady. Her name is Michaela. I know her last name, but I know I'm going to mispronounce it, so let's not go there. But if you know, you know. Michaela, she has this thick Boston accent. She kind of looks like Chicken Little. I don't mean that in a derogatory way. I just feel like she has like very bird-like, cute bird-like features facially. And she does excellent makeup. She's really, really good. Some of her YouTube shorts pop up on my recommended feed, and I'm like, oh, well, she knows her makeup, and she's always beat to the gods, as the kids say, or used to, back in, like, what, 2012? So, yeah, she caught some smoke because she was advertising some L'Oreal mascara, and people noticed that when she put on the mascara, there was a cut to where she edited the video. And basically, when she put on the mascara, it looked very voluminous and voluptuous. And people were like, I see your fake eyelash. And she was like, oh no. And someone commented and said, oh, is that a fake eyelash you're wearing? Are you wearing fake eyelashes? And then she was like, no, L'Oreal will never let me post this if I wore fake eyelashes. It was pretty obvious though. Someone zoomed in and the eyelash was actually lifting. So I don't know how you wiggle out of that one, sis. But anyways, what pissed me off about it is, yeah, she was lying. She had on falsies. She probably had on those Ardell Whispers or whatever those popular little eyelashes are. I don't wear them, so I don't know. I know Ardell is a big brand. She's probably wearing those, and I don't know what to tell you. She got caught, and I don't know if L'Oreal was very transparent in terms of the content and what they wanted out of that review or video. But I feel like they probably just told her to wear some fake eyelashes. But getting to my point, two weaselly, rascally rabbits of the beauty community that have fallen from grace just a little bit because of their controversy thought it would be a good idea to wiggle from under the rock that they live under and give their opinion, pontificating on the controversy. First and foremost, James Charles. I'm gonna need him to shut the fuck up because he's still trying to weasel straight men and underage children out of their pants on Snapchat and fucking TikTok and Instagram. Don't you have something else better to do? Maybe, I don't know, go to a therapist and seek why you're trying to hit up straight men and turn them out, or why you keep hitting up teenage boys to turn them out. Seek help. Okay, because no one wants to hear your opinion. You are a weirdo. And he did some other stuff. I don't follow James Charles like that. He had some raggedy-ass palette collab with Morphe, and people were saying it was ashy. So, anyways, he needs to shut up and be quiet. Completely, totally, honestly, truly. And then here comes Lord Voldemort of the makeup community himself, Jeffree Star, who has a ton of shit that he needs to deal with himself. He posted a video. I'm not giving that motherfucker no click. First of all, I would go blind from the stark paleness of his skin, and I would probably just be freaked out the whole time thinking I'm watching Helter Skelter. But he had the nerve to say some shit, and I'm like, baby, false advertising does not trump racism, okay? False advertising does not trump the fact that you aligned yourself with a child molester and possibly rapist. Okay? False advertising does not trump the videos of you online and calling women while they're walking down the street the N-word. Or, you know, just saying some derogatory things about black people. Or that time that you had a black male concubine in your house that apparently was married with kids, and I guess you had him to prove that you weren't racist. Like, that means anything. Desire does not equal value. You can sexually desire someone and not give a shit about them. It happens all the time. Have you been dating in the past 10 plus years? That shit happens all the time. So I don't know why he thought he can stick his flat head into this business as if he doesn't have a fucking closet full of skeletons. Excuse me. Or maybe he's the skeleton because he looks like one. But please, I beg, shut the fuck up before someone rolls more of your beautiful bean footage. Didn't he also, I don't know if he lied, but he said his little makeup company that he has was at one point robbed and someone just stole all the lipsticks, but it was a particular type of lipstick. And I'm like, that's weird, and you probably just did that for insurance reasons. He also was in some car accident, and it was just weird how he was always taking photos with him in the bed while his friend was holding his hand, and then there was another photo of his friend in the bed and then Jeffree holding his hand. I'm like, You can't even fucking get injured correctly without posting it on the gram. It's so fucking pretentious, bruh. Yeah, I'm gonna need both of them to shut the fuck up. I'm gonna need everybody to shut the fuck up. Because at the end of the day, these influencers, at the end of the day, they are people who literally got a stack of cash and a Marc Jacobs, the tote bag, thrown at their face and was like, review this and give it a good review. Here's your money. Boom. I think a lot of people are just upset with influencers because they're pushing and peddling products that they probably don't have any interest in or desire in, or they just don't use it. What else is new? Have you seen HSN ever in life? Those mofos basically just record on live television what these products are and how they use them and highlight how great they are. Well, it's been happening all the time. It's just a different form of advertising is what people need to understand, because commercials, people don't even watch commercials like that unless you are watching like the Super Bowl or something. Then people are like, oh, let's watch commercials, because those are the commercials that cost like $1 million to make and people are actually interested in that advertising because it's always unique and creative. But yeah, people don't really care about commercials. They're filler. They're basically something to break up the monotony of a TV show and to pay the network or the streaming services bills. So I don't know what to tell y'all. I don't know why you would believe in them in the first place. Y'all have these parasocial relationships with these people, and I understand it because at one point I did too. I'm not pontificating. I'm just letting y'all know. You have these parasocial relationships with these influencers and these, I don't know, YouTubers and stuff like that, thinking that they would never, you know, turn you in a direction in which you don't want to go, or never steer you wrong. They would never lie to you. Yeah, they would. People that know you for years lie to you. You think people who don't know you wouldn't lie to you? Like, come on. Everybody lies to you in your face all the time. It's advertising. They basically just want you to buy the product so they can get their little commishy-mishy. I just took a bite of a donut. ASMR. No, I'm joking. But yeah. Test it out for yourself. Read Amazon reviews. Look at the website. Look at the product. Make your own critical decision. Use your critical thinking skills. Figure it out yourself. Because like I said, a lot of people are saying influencers are just not hitting it anymore. They're not giving what they're supposed to give. And I kind of feel sorry, because not all, but a lot of influencers are, they basically just hit a lick when it comes to becoming popular on Instagram and all these other, you know, little apps, because a lot of them don't have a fucking personality. I never understood why people pay money to go to these clubs where these influencers are supposed to be, you know, making a special, you know, appearance, and all they do is sit in a section and drink and get bottles sent to them. Like, you just want to party with someone that's semi-famous. They're not even performing. They're not even, you know, doing a magic show or pulling a rabbit out of a hat, swallowing a sword. You're not doing anything. And you just kind of want to be akin to them. It's kind of weird to me, but that's on y'all. That's your money. But yeah, I thought that was really ridiculous how people are up in arms about it. I get it, but I'm also just don't get it. It's ridiculous to me. Speaking of jobs, I know a lot of you have heard the fact that I think it was 1,200 people from Google were laid off. I thought that was funny because I used to like work right next door to Google headquarters, and Googlers is what we used to call them, were some of the, not all of them, I would say out of 100%, 85% of them were assholes. And they would come into the store I worked in, and Joe, we would say on a walkie, it's a Googler. So you know how that goes down. But yeah, 1,200 or 12,000? Well, child, a lot of them got laid off. And they were, let me look on Indeed. Is it Indeed? No, LinkedIn. Because they had this hashtag, and I thought it was so fucking stupid. I'm sorry. My sympathies go out to those who actually lost their job. I'm not sitting here, you know, being an asshole completely. But I wanted to know, is that it? I don't think that's it. But yeah, they made this hashtag, and it was funny because there's two stories that popped up that I thought were really just fucking savage. So one story was this woman who was on maternity leave. She legitimately was holding her baby in the hospital when she got the news that she was let go. And she tried to reach out to someone in regards to, so can I turn in my PTO or however that goes and stuff like that? And they never answered her, or they, at the time this was reported, there was no answer to her question. And then another woman, she actually was let go while she was on a work trip, and she was entertaining clients, you know, speaking to clients, and she got locked out of her corporate account and then got another follow-up email saying, your job has been dissolved, we no longer need you. And the information that she needed for the client was in her corporate email. So she was like, how the fuck am I gonna it's just really fucked up how they did it. I know people can be kind of assholes when they work for certain companies. Like I said, Googlers would come into my establishment that I worked at, and they thought their excrement didn't give off an odor, aka they thought their shit didn't stink. So I thought it was really, I don't want to say funny, but really peculiar how they thought this was going to be an okay thing to do. But honestly, it's just a messed up thing to do regardless. And this is why I always tell you mofos, fuck these jobs. Fuck them. If you're tired of it, if you found something else and you were notified that you got the new position, get up and leave. Just get up and leave, because at the end of the day, you're just a body. They honestly don't give a shit about you. No matter how big or small a company is, you are just something to either fill a quota or fill up, excuse me, or fill a position that needs anybody. Anybody to fill it. Like, I got an email today about something I applied to. And I thought it was so weird because I've been applying a lot on Indeed, and I'll talk about Indeed in a few minutes, but I thought it was so weird because it was retail, which I'm used to working in, right? But it's a store. I'm not going to say where the store is and the name of the store, but the guy is talking to me. I don't know, maybe it was my connection or his, but he sounded really muffled. And he was also, okay, well, when can you start? Can you start this week? Do you have availability this week? Can you come in right now? Can you come in like in 45 minutes? I'm like, what the fuck? He didn't say that, the 45 minutes thing. But he was just so urgent to find someone, anyone. And I'm just like, yo, what the fuck is your problem? I didn't say that, but I was like, yo, are you okay? Do you blink? Or press the 1 key if you're okay. Press the 2 key if you need assistance or some type of police assistance or something like that. It was just so weird because he looked
he sounded like he just was so desperate to hire someone, like ASAP. And then he was like, yeah, so, I'll send you XYZ in an email. Then when we get that, we'll send you an offer letter. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? I don't know if I'm going to take this. Quite honestly, it sounds like, well, it's paying less for more work. And I'm like, where they do that at? Not my African-American home. And also just like the vibe
of the whole thing was really, really odd. It was just like, why are you such a rush? Like, are you being held hostage? Is this like, if you don't hire someone, they'll murder your family or some shit? I don't know. But what was funny is that I had a Zoom interview with someone maybe a week ago, and it got back to me via email. But during the interview, the whole time she was talking so fast, and I'm like, I'm weird in regards to energy. Like, I pick up on other people's energy, and that fucks me up, and then I get anxiety. Or I pick up on other people's anxiety, and then I get anxiety, is what I mean. And I was so anxious during the whole freaking video, Zoom conference, meeting, whatever. And she actually got back to me, and I'm like, what? I thought I blew that interview. I just literally threw it up in the circular file at that point. But yeah, so we'll see how either one of those go. Because the last job that I tried, I was there a week, and I was like, nope. Again, I'll talk about that in a later podcast, but I was just like, nope. Something about the place was really, really soul crushing. I don't know what it is about it, but it just made me so unhappy. Maybe because I was just coming from two different jobs. They were both retail, but it was just like a complete 180 from my previous position. I don't know. The vibe was completely off. Speaking of jobs, Indeed. A lot of people are literally applying to a lot of jobs because, as you know, a lot of layoffs has been happening. Hello, Google. But I find it so weird. Like, I swear I read the whole job description from head to toe twice. And they always weasel their way in. These little scamming ass multi-level marketing companies. They all follow the same script. It's so stupid. They'll send you primarily a text. And they'll say, hey, Janine. In this instance, obviously me, Janine. We were really impressed with your resume. We're closing up interviews this week. And we wanted to know if you were available for a Zoom call. This is your final time to do an interview and da da da, because we're closing our applications for da 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 da. We want to know if you'd be available at this day and this time for a Zoom interview. And they all, no matter, it doesn't matter. It could be a completely different company, but the strategy is the same. MLM, bruh. Multi-level marketing. I'm just like, ugh. I be trying, dog. I be really trying to not fall for these scams. And I mean, I don't fall for them in the sense that I don't respond to them again. But I also am like, bruh, aren't you tired? The amount of energy you put into scamming people into joining some fucking cult, multi-level marketing shit, you could have put that into actually getting an actual job. The fuck? But yeah, I thought it was ridiculous. I think the whole job market is pretty ridiculous, quite honestly. I wanted to do something additional. I just wanted to do a video, or excuse me, a podcast regarding a lot of YouTube shorts that I've been watching. But I don't believe I'll have a lot of time to do that. I want to dedicate a whole podcast to that. Or at least I want to use a podcast
or create or record a podcast that is primarily dedicated to that, as opposed to just like a snippet, because there's some of these are ridiculous, absolutely stupid. I don't know if you're on YouTube or if you watch YouTube, but there's this guy called the Angry Man. He's a clown. They just be giving anybody free range to just record whatever the fuck they want on Beyonce Knowles Carter internet. And it just makes me so annoyed that there's so many manosphere men who have a mic in one hand and their dick in the other, and they're just angry. They're just angry. And they're just yelling and screaming. They're like, women, submit. Submit to me in my studio apartment with no oven. Submit to me right now. I made ramen noodles. Submit to me. I make $13 an hour. Submit. Submit to me right now. It's like, you do realize people submit, or women submit to men from a traditional sense that are providers that give you a reason to submit. You okay? You have to make a certain amount of money for a woman to feel like she can live a soft life. You dig? And a lot of y'all not making that much money. I'm so sorry. Because look at the stats. Women are the ones who are getting the degrees, getting better jobs, all that jazz. So either step your game up or keep your lame up, because it ain't happening. And quite honestly, you can pay me to live with a, what do you call it, another person besides my mom, of course, but a person of the opposite sex, to be completely and totally honest with you. Because I don't know what it is, some men just don't want to clean up after themselves, and it's nasty. I know my mess. I can clean up after myself. I don't want to have to clean up behind anyone else. That's ridiculous. That's crazy. I don't want to do it. But yeah, women are like, you see all these videos on YouTube and Instagram, and these women are like, I was married for 13 years, 14 years, 15 years, 20, 25 years. I will never live with a man again. I'm so peaceful. I'm so happy. And I'm like, go ahead, girl. Do your thing. 21, do your thing. It's stressful. Is there a reason why men who are married live longer? And women usually don't live as long when they're married. Just saying. It's statistics. Y'all can Google that. I'm not pulling this out of my ass. It is truth. But yeah. That's all I had to say for the most part. The next segment is just going to be about these stupid ass people, TJ Hooker and Amy Hobach. The saga continues. I probably won't be talking about them anymore after this. I probably said that before, but definitely. Because it's just a hamster wheel of wholeness. I don't have time to listen to how many women this TJ man banged because he's a hoe. I don't have time. It's too much. But anyways, yes. That's pretty much it. So yeah, stay tuned for the next segment. So I'm just gonna get this off my chest real quick. It is technically Saturday. I'm pre-recording a few of these, but it is Saturday evening. It's about to be 6:47 p.m. And there's a couple of things I want to get off my chest real quick. Actually, just one, because I'm gonna just make another segment for the other topic. But it took her, Amy Hobach, way longer than I thought to play the white woman card, the victim card. It took her way longer than I expected, but she had to be backed into a little corner. You ever seen that meme or picture of that hamster backed into the corner? That's Amy Hobach right now. She's just like, has this fearful look on her face, and she's just like backed into a little teeny tiny corner. Yeah, so she
apparently we're on number 5 of the affairs that TJ Hooker had on set of Good Morning America with another intern. Full disclosure, one of those interns look real familiar. I don't know if I worked with her in the past or maybe she just looks like somebody I know. Regardless, we on number 5 now. Number 5. And apparently, Amy's out here talking about, I was blindsided. I had no idea. He was a philanderer. I had no idea he was. And this is the last time I'm going to talk about this topic because it keeps getting stupider and stupider. I know. I should say more and more stupid, but stupider and stupider because this situation is stupid. Anyways, if you watch Tisa Tells on the YouTubes, you will hear her deep dive. She's such a good researcher, really bubbly, has a scatterbrain just like me, but a lovable woman. So she breaks it down if you want to get into it a little bit more. I'm not going to get into it a little bit more because honestly, it's a shit show. First and foremost, I don't remember if TJ Holmes was, I think he was married before his last wife, if I'm making sense. I think her name is Margie. So that's the wife he's currently divorcing or in the process of getting a divorce from. I don't remember if he had a wife prior to that, and I really don't feel like looking it up. I'm pretty sure he did though, because I'm pretty sure they mentioned he had kids with his first wife. Regardless, you already knew, well maybe she didn't know, that he was out here philandering like that, but still, actually no, I'm biting my words, grabbing my tongue, she knew about one of them because she consoled one of them at one point and then ran back to his at the time wife and didn't tell her about the affair, allegedly. This is all alleged, and was just smelling her face, you know, while she was taking little TJ on a ride, laughing and smelling her face. These hoes ain't loyal to no one. But what I don't understand is, how do you, because Amy cheated on her first husband, okay? I don't know with her soon-to-be ex-husband, but she cheated on her first husband, okay? Got married again to Mr. Melrose Place. I forgot his name, Andrew something or other. And yeah, she just can't keep that hot little coochie out of, you know, in her pants. And I say that because she has a history of philandering. He has a history of philandering. They should be perfect together. And even if they're not perfect together, stay together, because we don't want you out in these streets being a hoe, taking down more marriages and more relationships. Stay your asses together. But anyway, Amy allegedly, because in the beginning when they were trying to sue GMA, they had either the same representation or they wanted to be seen at the same time by their lawyers. Now Amy's like, no, I think we should do things separate. She went on a little vacay by herself. She just needs to clear her head. What you need to do is keep your legs closed. That's what you need to do. Keep your legs closed to marry men. In my NeNe Leakes voice, even though she doesn't have room to talk her damn self. But anyway, yeah, Amy is just an idiot. They're both idiots. Apparently he took advantage in a sense of grape with no G, but they were both consenting adults, but he did go under the guise of mentorship for one of these interns, and then I think she was 21 at a time when they started their whole physical relationship. But yeah, five people that he chopped down on GMA. And I promise you, mark my words, I told y'all, it is Saturday now, 6:52 p.m. I bet you that he's gonna come out, TJ Hooker that is, he's gonna come out and talk about, or release a statement talking about he's a sex addict. I promise you, he's gonna talk about how he needs therapy, or he's going to therapy and he needs some time alone What's that other thing that they say that's so fucking cliche when they put out a statement? What is it called? Respect our family's privacy, you know, something along those lines. But yeah, he's gonna come out on some bullshit about how he has demons. How he's been fighting these demons all his life. He's gonna be like homeboy chef wrong way, the colorist one that lost all his sponsorships, and apparently he resigned from being an attorney. Ha. But I'll talk about that later, or not really, because he's a piece of shit. But yeah, mark my words, he's gonna come out with a little cushy ass statement that his publicist probably typed up for him. He's gonna be on some I suffered from sex addiction for quite some time. I was an alcoholic as well as a pill popper, and sometimes I sniffed glue out of a brown paper bag while sitting on a stoop in Harlem. I also sometimes found myself addicted to nasal spray. He's gonna just pull everything out of his whack ass. I'm definitely thinking he's gonna come up with some sex addict or some type of depression. He's gonna come up with something to try to evade being responsible for being a hoe. And honestly, the only thing that he's done that's illegal, which is not really illegal, he basically was just, you know, cheating on his wife, which is not cool at all. He should not do that. But I say that to say that unfortunately there are not going to be major repercussions besides losing your job, which that's another L for her. Like I've said this before and I say it again, I have not met a dick that is worth losing my job over. You know how many things I have bought that have made me happy? I know money can't buy you happiness, but have you bought yourself a Brendan Blackwood bag or a Telfar bag? Or have you bought yourself like one of those foot silk spas? I just got one. Let me tell you something, bitch. Get you one, because the one I got fucking heats up the water, massages your feet. It has a little like thing on there where you can put your foot on there if you wanted to paint your toes or clip your toenails. That's happiness. Are you kidding me? I just got, not just, but a couple of days ago, I got some glittery eyeshadow from Sephora. That shit made me happy as fuck. And if you think I'm gonna let anybody, including a man, sit up there and take that happiness away from me, you got another thing coming, because I like money. I'm an earth sign. Shout out to all the Taurus, Capricorns, and Virgos out there. When all said and done, we love our money and we love our material things. That doesn't make us materialistic, we just like material things. Okay, and we're not dropping the ball for any dude or woman, depending on what your preference is, of course. We are exclusionary over here. But yeah, she thought she was, I'm trying to think of like a movie that would emulate this. No, she thought she was the type of chick that met a man and they were just under circumstances beyond their control, aka being married to other people. They were star-crossed lovers and they found love in a homeless place, or however Rihanna sings it, I don't know. But, and she thought it was gonna work out in her favor. I don't know what she was thinking. Like, a daytime television show where all I have to do is sit there, read a teleprompter, wake up at the crack of ass, that's the only bad part, get my makeup done, talk to celebrities, and you want to fumble that for soon to be geriatric dick? He gonna give you worms, girl. He getting up there in age. And, you know, ED is a thing. Erectile dysfunction. And with all this pressure and stress, I promise you the dick is probably not even worth it at this point. Because he's not even focused on anything but trying to, you know, clean up his reputation. Which, I don't know how he's gonna do that. But anyways, yeah. Fucked up, both of them really, but definitely her, because like, how do you know the history and still want to ride that ride at the roller coaster? 5 people have died on that roller coaster and you're just like, Not me. Oh, sweetie. I don't know what to tell you. Most of these things kind of blow over and people sweep it under the rug. But at the end of the day, we've been talking about this since last year. So, I don't know, girl. Yeah, but they're both clowns. That's all I had to say. I just wanted to put a stamp on the fact that I said TJ was going to come out with a bullshit statement saying that he suffers from either sex addiction, depression, or alcoholism. Or something else, quite honestly. He's just trying to save his ass. What he really needs to do is keep his ass in his pants and stop whipping that thing out every time he sees a cute intern. Ew. That concludes this week's episode of Noir and Nope. Feel free to check me out next week where we talk about more random news, entertainment, and just general interest stuff for your pleasure. Until next week, guys, take care of yourself and others. Bye.